Let us turn to the chapter we read in Romans 5. Romans chapter 5. And let us see in the first two verses the effects of justification. The Word of God says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Now we have been told in the chapters before this one about God's righteousness. The first few chapters of Romans are very clear. And God has to deal with sin and with all unrighteousness. We have been told in chapter 4 about Abraham's justification and that he was justified by faith. Not by his work, not because of his circumcision, but because of his faith. And this is God's righteousness. He is the judge of the universe, and he has to pronounce a sentence over sinners. Not even one is guiltless. But we are told how God accepts sinners only and only on the basis of Christ's righteousness. This is the subject of this chapter. It is God's work. It is his way to count someone who is a sinner as righteous in his sight. This is justification. And this justification can be received, we read, by faith alone. When you believe, when you trust in Christ, in his work, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by his work in your soul, that you are enabled to believe and embrace Christ, you are counted as having no sin at all. Now, this is what Paul has been explaining and declaring up to this point in the letter to the Romans. And he begins this chapter with these words: Therefore, having been justified, this is what he's saying. These are the consequences. And he is dealing with some of these. And that's what I would like to look briefly with you tonight. What is happening after justification? What are the effects? And this is, in three words, this is what Paul tells us. We see verse 1. He says, "We have peace with God." That's the first one. Then secondly, he says in verse 2, "We have access to God." And again, at the end of verse 2, he says, "And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God." So these three things are, in his way of explaining this doctrine, these are the consequences of justification. This is what happens after you are justified. So, first of all, let us look at the first one: we have peace with God. That's a statement he says. He very clearly says, "We have." He doesn't say we may feel much peace, but he says, "We have." He is speaking of something which has been given, something which has been done, and it has become yours as a believer in Christ. In believing, you have this blessing. you have peace with God. In justification, you have peace with God. And this is the contrast, because he has been dealing with the wrath of God, especially in chapter 1. That is what is the great blessing of justification. This is the incredible outcome of the work of God. There is now peace. Instead of wrath, instead of judgment on you, Christian, he says, we have peace with God. There is no condemnation anymore. There is like a treaty of peace signed between two people at war, if you may say. Although in this case it is the just wrath of God over sin. Now the sinner has actually peace with God. And notice as well what he very clearly adds. Precisely, this peace is through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the only way the believer has this peace. It is through Christ. It cannot be, as he has repeatedly said, it cannot be by works, by any works that anyone can do. But it is only through the dealings of God in Christ. Christ has clothed you, Christian, with his own righteousness. Therefore, you have peace with God now. That is indeed the great truth of Christianity. All the good works that you can perform, anything that you will do, it is not on your account for justification. That is bringing to you only what God is asking to do as an unprofitable servant. But justification, but the acceptance before God, it is only through the merit of Christ. This is what Luther understood after a long time of struggling and searching for this peace. All of Luther's time spent in seminary or in his cell praying and trying to reach God with all his deeds and self-harm or punishment, it was no use. The day that he saw that Christ did it all, he experienced this amazing peace with God. The just, Galatians chapter 3, Paul will repeat, the just shall live by faith. And again, at the beginning of this letter, it is repeated again. The righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. There's no other way. And this is how we have peace with God. This is the first consequence of justification. But secondly, Paul makes clear this, that by being justified by faith, not only we have peace, but we have access to God. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Now this verb, access to God, refers and means the fact of drawing near, moving toward God. It is as if someone was led to him. This is the meaning of having access. And it is very much connected with the end of verse 1, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is as if Christ, thy hand is leading to, is leading you, Christian, to God and have access into His presence. I think I already told some time ago about the story of these two boys, these two friends. One of the two was the son of a king, and the other friend was a poor, he was coming from a poor family. But these two boys were friends, were greatly attached one to the other. And one day the king's son said to his friend, "Come, I'll show you where I live. I'll take you to my father's presence, into the very palace of the king." And so these two friends were walking by near the palace. They first of all passed through the first fence into the gardens, into the park, and then they walked through another point of where the guards were, and they had access to the first big stairway. And the guards, as soon as they saw the son of the king, they promptly opened the door and they let both boys into the top of the stairs. And then a big door opened, and they both went into the main chamber where the king was. And this poor young boy was amazed, and he couldn't believe what was happening. He said, every step, every time that the guards were letting them into another place, he would linger, and he was asking his friend, "Are you sure? Where are you going? I've never been here." And all the time, his friend was reassuring him, saying, "Don't worry. We are going to my dad. We are going to my father's house." And so is Christ with you, dear Christian. He has opened the way to heaven. He has, by faith, given you access into God's grace. He is leading, as if leading you hand by hand into His marvelous presence. And remember, when Paul mentions this grace wherein we stand, he is reassuring the Christian again and again that this is the place where there are God's blessings. We are not saved nor justified just to have an interview, a short talk with God. This is a full place of grace wherein we stand. It is a place where you remain in fellowship with Him. It is a place where you behold His face and enjoy the light of His countenance. Paul will use again this expression about grace and standing by faith. You remember in Ephesians chapter 6 when he pictures the Christian fight, the battle. It is speaking as a warrior, and as a warrior is fighting and standing unmovable in the grace of God. This is what he means. He is not going to be knocked over. He is not going to be defeated. This Christian is having access by faith to God, and in this grace he stands. Satan doesn't want you to stand before God, but this is what Christ has done. Being justified by faith, not only you have peace with God, but you stand in this grace by faith. Now, thirdly, Paul speaks about, you see at the end of verse 2, he speaks about a joy in the hope of the glory of God. Now, hope, you know very well, in the Bible is not something which is far away and not sure, but hope is something that for the Christian will surely happen. Again and again, we are told about the hope of eternal life. Not something that might come or not, but the hope of eternal life in the Word of God is something that is surely coming. Titus chapter 1, we read this. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. That's your hope, dear Christian. It is a blessed hope. Or again, elsewhere, we read that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Now, this hope is a sure hope. It is a firm promise of God. You see how Paul is here not only speaking about remission of sins. He is speaking of so much more. He is speaking about all the that has been bestowed on the Christian by God's gracious hand. He has adopted us as His children. And in His presence and in His firm hope of the glory to come. Now, this is the assurance that Paul is wanting to make clear to you and me. That there is more to come. Salvation is not here for you now, for forgiveness of sins only. But it is a condition that you have been placed into for the future, for a time beyond your death. Paul says you will see the glory of God. This is what makes you rejoicing for the hope of this glory to come. To see the glory of God means that you will be transformed in your own body. Your body that will be glorified and transformed to be fit for God's presence without sin anymore will be revealed one day. The redemption of your bodies will be actually part of this plan of salvation that has just started with the new birth and in justifying by faith sinners like yourself. So in stating that you will rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, Paul is also meaning that you will see the glory of God, yes, in your own body, transformed. But you will see the glory of God also in creation, because there will be new creation and new earth. Not only this transformation, but also you will see the glory of God there transformed with new heaven and new earth. And you will be placed in your position, which is now given and received by faith, but it is your new position of adopted children. You will be actually there in the place where your Savior went after His resurrection. The joy of His presence. Let us praise God. Let us remember that we have been justified, but that we have peace with God, that we have access to His presence daily, and that we are to rejoice in the hope of the glory of our God.